This will be Manning. Back to throw. Across the middle. Pass complete. Ball down at the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Kent. Touchdown on play number one.
Welcome to 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Oh, yeah, man, such great memories. That the voice of John Ward, and it gives us all goosebumps. I'm not even a guy who grew up in Tennessee, but, you know, a guy who would find college football games and listen on the radio, a bunch of you listening. Those were the soundtracks to your Saturday afternoon. And a guy like Joey Kent, who joins us now. Joey, what's that like for you? To not only recall everything that happened, but to hear it described by the late, great John Ward.
I mean, it's so awesome. It's a legendary play call that, you know, I obviously at the time, I didn't know that people would still be talking about this, that play, you know, over 20 years later. I mentioned this to a couple guys yesterday because we were talking about it, that, you know, it was one of those deals where when you're so young, you're just so caught up in the moment. And Obviously that was just the first play of the game. So you had an entire game left. You know, you're happy that you started off that way, but you know you still have a full game against a really good Alabama team.
What did you see pre-snap? Because I saw what Peyton has said, that Coach Cutt came up to him before the game and told him what the first play was going to be. So, you know, he was like, okay, let's take a shot. But you saw something first pre-snap. I saw you, like any of the tape you watch, you see you and Peyton look at each other and kind of like nod, like you saw something.
Yeah, it was a play that we ran many times, but the route depended on the defense that they were playing. So we saw two outside guys run hitches, two inside guys run streaks, depending on the coverage. So against cover two, my job was to basically split the safeties, but they were playing cover three. So it's really made the play easy. We knew it was going to be a big play. Obviously didn't know it was going to be 80 yards, but we did look at each other like, oh, I hope they stay in cover three. I hope they stay in cover three. And luckily they did. And I saw the safety kind of shade over my side after I caught it. And I was scared to death he was going to blow me up. So that's the reason why I cut it in so fast.
Yeah. You kind of paused.
Yeah. Because yeah. I felt like I was going to get blown up, honestly. Because I've been in that situation before many times, unfortunately.
Joey Kent, our guest, discussed a lot of things with us. Peyton Manning's birthday today, so we said, let's get a guy on to tell us some stories about him. You were obviously there already. You were there when he started playing. You look back, Tennessee had some crowded quarterback rooms, and he was able, Joey, to rise from the top. What was it like for him to enter the huddle for those first few times as a young quarterback trying to take charge?
Well, I was in the huddle when he went on his first snap, on his first series out at UCLA in the Rose Bowl. And that was my first start as a young receiver. And obviously, Jerry Colquitt went down, unfortunately. And then you had Todd Helton, who was in my class, in class of 92, that came in. And then, you know, you had Brandon Stewart and Peyton. All four quarterbacks played in that game. And I just remember him coming in. You can tell he was nervous. Everybody was nervous. You know, I was nervous. Luckily, we had some, you know, we had our, you know, our junior, senior offensive lineman that kind of settled everybody down. But I just remember that first time he was in, I was like, well, here we go. Let's see what he has.
So what was said? Did he really come in with like a movie quote? And I think it was Jason Lehman that shot him down.
He said, I mean, Jason, he can tell that story the best, but he did come in with a rah-rah high school speech. Like, come on, guys, let's get this going. We're already losing the game. And, you know, Jerry had gone down. So, you know, everything was kind of going crazy. And he came in with old high school speech. Like, let's get these things going. Just block you guys. And everybody was looking at him like, come on, man. We're just trying to get past this one play. And Jason, he can still tell the story the best about just, he basically told Peyton just to check the whatever up.
I think it was the line from the program, like, put all the women and children to bed and let's go looking for dinner, something like that. But What was the throw for me? And I didn't play. I was just sitting in the stands watching this in Starkville. But for me, the throw where I was like, okay, this guy's got an NFL arm. He's going to be one of the best to ever play here, was the out route he threw at Mississippi State to Kendrick Jones, where the defensive back came up and tried to jump the route, and the ball went sailing by his head, and he turned around as if to say, holy crap. That was kind of the throw. For you, when did you know, like, this guy's got something else?
It was the same game, Brent. It was Mississippi State game. And I think he came to me about three or four different times in a row and ended up scoring on one of those series. And I think that was the time where we both realized that, okay, we can trust each other. That same game that you're talking about, that Kendrick Jones pass, was the same game for me where I realized that, you know, this he's special. He trusts me to be at the right place at the right time. So I think that's what started that connection for us.
Joey Kent, our guest, former Vol, former Titan, again, sharing some of his favorite memories from his time at Tennessee. Do you have a favorite, maybe one that got away? Do you have a memory? Because people always talk about, oh, gosh, I remember this touchdown. I remember that. Is there something you remember where you think, gosh, let me tell you about one time where it didn't work out? Do you have one of those memories maybe you can laugh about now?
I guess you want me to bring up the Florida game, though. You just want me to bring that up.
there might have been a huge lead at halftime. I might have also been at that game, too.
Well, and the last time you were on with us, this came up, and I asked it a different way, and I was talking about Florida. This time, I actually wasn't talking about Florida, but if you want to talk about that, you can.
It's just a bad memory. And I got knocked out of that game right before halftime. And I think we're up by, Brent, I think we're up by 11.
31-20. Yeah, it was 31-20, but it had been like 31-13. Raymond Austin had picked up a fumble and run it into the end zone.
As you can tell, that game's a little fuzzy still for me.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But I just remember getting knocked out of that game and then coming back from underneath from the locker room in the fourth quarter and looking at the score and thinking that, okay, he must have hit me harder than I thought, because there's no way. That was one game that we let get away because we only lost one game that season to them, and they won the national championship. And I still think, you know, obviously if they had the playoff system then like they do for it all.
Absolutely. Joey Kent, our guest.
What about like something off the field that we might not know between you and him, maybe watching film or something like that? I've got a story about him throwing snowballs, which I'll tell later, because he was as serious as you could possibly be. Right. Yeah. And he would literally break into the film room to watch film when no one else was doing it to gain an advantage. But he also had a fun side to him, too, in college.
Yeah, man. I remember it was after one of our games, and he asked me, what was I going to do after the game? I was like, well, I'm going to have a little something at my one bedroom apartment. And then the word kind of spread a little bit. And I had some friends from my hometown that came to the game too, and they had their car tow. And so I left my own party right before it's about to get started. I just gave one of my friends the key to going. And so I went to go help my friend. 2 hours later, I come back and there's a full fledged party going on. We're talking about over 100 people inside, outside. And it's just a one bedroom apartment now, just one bedroom, kitchen, living room. This is one of those, right? And so I'm walking down the steps, and all I hear is, go Peyton, go Peyton, go Peyton. I'm like, no. Ashley, and everybody was like surrounding him, and he was just trying to bust a move, and it was so funny because he was trying so hard. He was just trying so hard, and that's what made it. That's what made it so funny. And obviously, when people say, go anybody. And he just kept going until he just got tired, until he realized, like, okay, they're looking at me laughing versus saying, okay, you really know how to dance well.
Yeah, he's got too long a neck to be dancing, Joey.
It's a picture in my mind that I can't get out, though. That's the thing about it.
Well, Joey, thanks, man. Thanks for spending some social distancing time with us. I know you got teenage kids and they play sports. Have you guys got some kind of combine that you're doing in your backyard or something to keep everybody occupied right now?
Yeah, I have a little gym downstairs, so we've been lifting, and you know, it's been rainy outside. We're going to get outside today and run a little bit, but it has been tough. And all the parents out there with kids kind of understand what I'm going through. You want to get them outside. I want to keep them active, and you miss watching your kids compete and play and all that good stuff. So this is part of it.
Man, one of the very best to ever do it. Joey, always great to catch up with you, and got to do it again soon when we can all get together in the same room and talk and we don't have to Skype with each other.
Absolutely. You guys take care. Appreciate you
Thank
having
you,
me
sir.
On.
Love Thank it, you, man. Sir.
All right.
Joey Kent. Hey, Mickey, 25 touchdowns he scored.
Yeah, Tennessee's all-time leading receiver. So you want to go? There he is. Tornado warning has been issued for Giles and Lawrence counties until 6 o'clock. So if you are in Giles and Lawrence County, get in your safe room. Lots of people concerned about this storm cell. So tornado warning until 6 for Lawrence and Giles counties.
Mm-hmm. Be safe out there for sure. Maybe you're a little bit anxious or something. Maybe something holistic could help you out with that. Dawn knows how to make that happen.
I got you covered. Or maybe with this thunder and these storms, maybe you have some pets that are a little bit anxious. Maybe you need to try some CBD-infused treats. Well, you can get those at the Holistic Connection. I talk a lot about CBD.